Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy.
Oh shit, I'm back home, baby boys. Where I want to be, it's where I live. Podcasting. Back in the podcast studio in front of my microphone. Kissing it. Kiss that microphone, boys. I am a Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things. The artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio. Keep that music going. I want to hear it still. I want to feel it.
Yo.
Did you not hear me? Natalie? I said, keep the fucking music going.
It ends. That's as long as it
is. That's as long as it is? Can we get an extension? Can you fucking do a little looping? Can you be a looper for once in your life?
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy. This is crazy.
I like to fucking sit on a beat once in a while. This needs to be five times as long.
I agree.
Five times as long. I want a loop.
Ian also likes to sit on a beat, but the root vegetable.
You can't beat him.
Beat, see, did they? Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the king of things. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. We have an incredible show planned. No soundboard because my team's fucking up regularly today. How long will it be before that soundboard's ready, guys?
Probably like 20 minutes. I just needed to charge.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Two incredible guests, as always, from the B and Ian with Jordan podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Ian Fidance back on the show.
Yeah. Bam, bam, bam. Thank you. Excited to be here.
And making his real ass debut, ladies and gentlemen, from the Durag and Deer Tag podcast, Rob Cruz.
What's up?
Yes.
Getting fucking real.
Rob's hyped to fucking be here. Let's go.
What's up,
yes.
Doggy? What's up, doggy?
Dude,
how you feeling, dude?
I'm feeling phenomenal.
It's a big
dude.
Deal. It's a big day for you.
Yeah, I'm feeling
it's
good.
It's a big day.
Don't put any pressure on.
I'm not putting any pressure on. It's a big day. I am
a tastemaker.
I am to Rob Cruz.
Yes.
As Joe Rogan is to Luis J. Gomez. That is the fucking
non-existent.
That is a fucking huge gap right there. Okay. But
this non-existent.
Is it's a massive,
acts like he doesn't know what he's in the same
won't
room.
Answer his text messages.
Annoyed.
No, Rob, we love you, dude. You were very funny when I did Durag.
Oh,
and
thanks,
yeah, I'm happy you're joining the show today. We have an incredible show planned today. Today's show brought to you by Capsulite, Factor Meals, and Mando. I've never done that before.
Whoa.
I don't know why I just did that.
I love that.
I'm getting
that
funky.
Great.
I'm getting funky, doggy.
That was awesome. Mm-hmm. And can I say, Lewis, you're looking good.
You got X-ray vision glasses. Oh,
and
my God.
You got
dude.
Bye Guy focus.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you remember? They only see cocks. Yeah. I only...
he's looking this way.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking really...
This is like the they live glasses. This is normal. And then this is consumed.
Do you remember like the back of like, was it comic books, I guess?
Yes.
They would advertise.
Oh, yeah.
X-ray
I got
glasses.
These at a joke store.
You got
they're like my third pair.
No, I thought you got them at fucking LensCraft.
Warby Parker.
Now, obviously, they're joke glasses, Ian. I know they're not real.
All right, take off this pair, too.
I got you. Like, oh, I got him at a joke store. No shit, Ian. Yeah, this was the ad. But check this out. That ad was like, I think, a later one. I think they probably got some complaints because the original ad was a little kid looking at a chick.
No.
And you can see under her clothes.
You can see under her clothes.
She had one of those like 50s brassiere type deals.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's cool.
And that was it, dude. I remember being a kid being like, yes, exactly. Yep. Being a kid and being like, dude, I need some x-ray specs, but I was never going to be able to send out for them. Whatever that process was, like how many kids actually sent out for the shit at the back of comic books?
Many.
Yeah, to them to keep doing it.
You think it happened a lot?
Yeah. Enough that they kept doing it.
Yeah.
That it was a viable business plan. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was viable. I think the reason that disappeared pretty quickly was because nobody
of
was
Amazon?
Nobody
what
was
are you talking
shit,
about?
Dude. Nobody was buying those things.
Yeah, they were. Mail order. Mail order was the way to go. I used to get CDs through mail order.
Through
it was the best.
Columbia House?
No, Asia Man Records. Mail order is still fun.
You're a little younger than me. How old are you?
39. How old are you?
You're not that young.
I'm aware.
I thought you were way younger.
That's a nice compliment.
I thought you were 31 years old, soaking wet. I swear to God, I didn't.
Really?
You're old as fuck, Ian.
Yeah. I'm up there.
You better fuck.
That's why I got this hat. Old dude with achy breaky parts. Hey, I got you guys a little gift.
Thank you.
Yes, in honor of my special.
Ian Fidens, Wild, Happy, and Free. You got me a box of matches.
Yes. Thank you. That's a good gift.
Yeah,
that's
thanks.
It's okay.
I like got my logo on.
Shout out to Ian.
Side.
By the way, guys, go watch his special. Very funny. I watched at least 3 bits from it. Watched the whole, nice. Whole beginning, then I watched different bits online.
Did you see the end?
I didn't see the end.
The outro is great.
The outro's, I can't wait. Yeah. I'm going to watch it. Guys, go watch it. Ian fucking rules. You're arguing with transgendered people on Twitter all day long now.
Oh, boy.
It sure did backfire in your face. All your trans positive.
As was the plan.
I know. Backfired in my face, in my ass, on my chest.
Dougie, what happened? You posted this very trans-friendly clip.
That's what I'm saying.
Extremely trans-friendly. You're talking about making love to a trans woman, using the pronouns. You do what you're supposed to do in a joke, which is to use colorful language and funny words, and it's so inclusive.
Yes.
You're not saying, fuck these freaks. You're saying, I date transgendered women, and at that point, I feel like once you say that, you go like, all right, now you're including them. Well, this is what everyone wants, right? They want to be included. You don't want people to fucking act like you don't exist.
Yeah.
Isn't that the opposite thing?
Bro, first of all, in real life, the joke is great. People love it. On Instagram, I'm getting all this like, this is how you make a trans joke. This is this is great. Papa. And then on Twitter,
Papa.
I am getting death threats and like... It's the joke hinges on the fact that it's weird to deal with new phrases, but you roll with it because you're not an asshole. And so it's my experience of hearing these things and going, huh, okay, all right. And then the final, I'm the butt of the joke. The final punchline is trans women are women because I can't find the clit on them either.
Yeah.
And all these people are like, this loser can't find the clit. He can't please a woman. And it's like.
And also trans clits are fucking just massive bulbous cocks. So they're pretty easy to find.
Yeah, I know. You can see them from space with some of these, you know? And it's like, the reason I kept going back and forth with them is because it was so infuriating to have this thing, like my whole special's about me and navigating the world is like a weirdo and trying to make it work.
Yeah, you're a little freaky. You're a little creepy gay.
Yeah, I'm not creepy. I'm a pervert for sure, but I'm not a creep.
I guess creepy has more negative connotations.
Thank you.
I consider myself a creep.
So do a lot of people.
Yeah, I get creeped up.
Yeah.
But the people coming at me have like 40 followers. They're insane. They're the grossest humans ever. And they're like, he would be lucky to have some these pretty girls like us have sex with them.
It looks like Zach.
Literally. Yo.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, dude, I'd be like top tier.
Look at this.
There's a few.
I screenshotted one of them.
Oh my, it literally looks like Zach.
Yeah.
It looks like if Zach had a tag team partner, it would be this person.
Girls like me. And I'm like, you wish I fetishized you and sexualized you, you fucking slimer.
Can we please show that?
Dude.
Can we show that picture?
The one girl that was mad at you like James Carville in a dress.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you, something just really grinds my gears about not being understood. And I guess because I get so much shit from straight people about being gay for being with trans women. And then to get told that I'm like evil for even talking about dating trans women from these fucking people. And they're not even real
and
trans
women. Here's the thing.
They're fucking autistic dudes in dresses.
Your problem is
what?
this is the truth. And because you are a real comic, you're
are
very.
Are you saying you're damned if they're dudes and damned if they don't?
Zach, I love you so much.
Zach attack.
I'm trying to find a picture of what I. You can put this up there.
Zach attack. So listen, send that. But here's the problem, Ian. You're very funny. You're a real comic. You like to talk about real shit. You also teeter in the fucking world of edgy comedy. You hang out with guys like us, and you go on Legion of Skanks, and you.
Yeah.
The problem is, if you're trying to be an ally to that side, they're going to eat you from the inside out.
Yeah, but
you need to be.
I want that.
Hateful.
No, here's the thing. In real life, my shows are full of fucking. Lunatic, freak, trans, non-binary, gay, black, Latino,
papered.
And they love it, and they come up to me.
And you get
people that don't know what they're getting into. People that got
parties.
Free tickets. People that got a BOGO.
Some very lucky people, apparently.
Quote, unquote, contest winners.
Yo, can I tell you the funniest thing? I get a text
Damn
message.
Damn trans love savings.
I get a text message from American Comedy Club that was like, free tickets for Louis J. Gomez.
Oh,
I was
no.
like, nothing no. made me happier.
Thanks,
that was
Ian.
The best.
Ian, you also didn't sell out your shows, as they told me.
Close to it.
I sold out one at least. You
they,
did.
I know. I got bonus on one. I'm selling out now, which is great. Which
you
is,
fucking cocksucker.
You know, I know.
Bring up my numbers, you piece of shit. How about that, you fucking cunt? At least Big J was there the week before me. That's
you
why.
You don't know how many clubs I go to. I'm like, how did Lewis sell?
How was Lewis's Thursday?
Okay,
okay. You insecure
dude,
cunt.
In real life, these people are coming to shows and they go, hey, thanks for including us and not making us feel like we're like handicapped and like these like weird untouchable whatevers. And I'm like, yeah, of course. Now get away from me, freak. But I'm obviously
And then the other
kidding.
Problem is you're like the problem with you and your ilk, right? So then they take that because you wrote that and you were talking about idiots.
That's what I say when I see these women. I go, ilk.
So
I was not even talking
know,
about trans
they,
people. I was talking
go,
about
oh,
people
that's what he means.
That don't get jokes.
Ian, you're trying to pander.
I know. I'm not trying to pander. I'm not pandering.
That well,
I'm not fucking pandering.
Well,
take
can
that
I,
back.
Can I oh, you're not pandering.
Thank
but you,
you
did. You did retweet a couple like. People just because they were somewhat on your side, but they were trans. It'd
I
be a
was
person, it'd be
drowning.
A person, it was a person. They'd be like, you know what? He's not that funny, but I understand why he was trying to be funny.
And I could
like,
not retweet. Have hit the retweet fast enough. I was like, oh, thank God, somebody coming to save me. Oh my God,
dude. I was like, what are you doing, dude? Stop even talking to these
they've
people.
They've got the flag. They've got the flag. They've got
dude,
the flag,
dude. It was fucking rough for a minute, but I was so angry. I was going to tweet this out. Here's me sleeping soundly at night knowing every Slimer-looking trans communist anime freak on Twitter hates my guts. And it's a picture of a woman sleeping on a black cock. You show the camera.
It does rule.
Whatever. It's like, dude.
Here's what happened, right? Like, the problem is when you make yourself an ally of, like, the extreme left, which when you're talking about, like, transgendered rights... This is it's the problem with it. And I think that should be the conversation. What should be addressed is like you're like they're pushing allies. You're an actual legitimate
yes.
ally. The reality is people like me are allies because I hang out with you freaks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of guy
but
you want me in your crew because if somebody's fucking with your tranny girlfriend,
yes.
I'm going to be the person to beat that person
yes.
up.
Yes.
But the problem is they're so like extreme. They're the they're Nazis with it. And if you don't find if you don't fall in line exactly with their verbiage they want, the language they want you to use, the thoughts they want you to have, then you are on the other side immediately. You couldn't be any more of an ally. Ian sucks transgendered cock.
And what's even grosser is I hang out with him.
He likes him. Dude, he likes him. But that's,
can I tell you what
this happened with Louis C.K. when he started talking about Trump being a fucking Hitler.
Right.
And when he went to the extreme left and he was starting to pander to those people, they fucking ate him alive, dude.
I'm not extreme left. I really, really like the fact that I'm on the middle of mostly everything. And I get told that a lot. That's the best fucking thing I hear is it shows people are like, I can't figure out what side you're on. And every time I start to hate you, you make me laugh. And I'm like, yes,
that's
good.
It. That's what it
yes.
should be. But the problem
and
is.
And I'm making this palatable to people that would never, that would just look at a trans person and be like, oh, fuck them. Like, I'm making it funny and I'm saying like, hey, I'm like you and it's okay to like, be around these people, and I'm just trying to. Above all else, I'm fucking funny. Above all else, I'm funny. That's the only fucking thing that matters. Okay. And here's the thing. Can I just say,
Notorious.
FAG. I get it. So
bring it down. Slow down. Slow down. You're getting excited, dude.
Coming in hot.
Sorry.
We're on your side, baby.
Just relax. We're already on your side.
Can I just say? I think a lot of this comes from
through your nose, like you're used to.
A generation of circular breathing with a cock in your mouth.
Can I please get my soundboard, please?
Can I just
say, shit,
real quick?
Were we expecting Ari here today? What is Ari doing here? He got coffees? Is he on air? Is he coming on air? It's just a random. All right, did you show up for the podcast with coffees for everyone?
No way. Oh, that's so nice of you.
The great Ari Shaffir joins the show.
Oh, do I have another matchbook?
Let's see. Ari, you can have my matchbook. Don't worry about it.
I just thought everybody wants some coffee.
We do want some coffee.
Ari, here, take a gift. It's for my special. Appropriate response.
What the hell?
Ari, sit down. Sit down. Join us for a minute.
What's up, Ari?
Thank you for the coffees.
Good to see you, pal.
Did you know we were on air?
What?
You knew we were on air?
Yeah.
Nice. Can I say?
I like that. I think Ari will just show up randomly once in a while.
I do. I like that.
People are pumped. Everyone's freaking out in the live chat. People are going, Jew.
Yeah.
Ari, yay.
I just don't know if I can trust
Ian, shut the fuck up. Ian, you're
these.
Gay. We're over it. We don't care anymore, Ian. They're saying literally all this right now.
We're over it.
It's not a big deal.
I really shouldn't have gotten him started. It's like pulling a gay wind-up toy, and he started fucking spinning out of control.
Before I came in, I go, cool, calm, collected. Breathe. It's all right. And then Lewis just wound me up.
When's the special coming out? Right now?
It's already out.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very funny. Ari, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,
very
guys.
Excited to be here. Great Ari Shaffir.
Awesome. Nice.
The You Be Trippin' podcast. My You're Jamaican episode out today.
Yeah.
Very excited. I just got back from Jamaica.
How was it?
It was awesome, sort of.
Feeling relaxed?
I don't want to get into it.
How many fights you get into?
Oh, don't even get
What do you mean, sort of?
You fighting with Bay?
Fight a day or less than a fight a day?
It was good. We're good. Jamaica was great, man. It was great. Great for the soul. Great for the relationship.
Everything's Irie because I really fucked up my life.
Jamaican me regret this trip.
But yeah, I had a great time.
Said that at the end.
Oh, God.
No, it was great. It was my 10th time in Jamaica. It was, you know, it was really great.
And okay. Someone's last.
So it was really, here's my Norman joke if you were smart. It was really, it sounds really decadent.
What do you mean?
Because it's 10?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a little pun. Decadent. I like it.
There
decadent.
You go.
Oh, that's good.
All right, look, we have a great show planned today. Let's do our plug. Good timing, Ari. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's get them right away, okay? Ian Finance, brand new special, Happy, Gay, and Free.
Yes.
Available on YouTube, available on now Rumble. Because
Wild, that's Happy, and Free.
The only way you can get an audience is Rumble now.
Right. Ian Finance, Wild, Happy, and Free on YouTube, on the P&E.
TuckerCarlson.com.
YouTube page. Ben Shapiro loves it.
No, the Tuckers are the ones that are mad.
YouTube.
Zach Attack. Can I
YouTube
have my fucking soundboard?
.com/BeanIanPod. And for all my dates, I'm going everywhere. PunchUp.live/IanFinance or IanFinance.com. Thank you, everybody, for the kind words and shares. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Rutgers.
Oh, yeah. Check out Do Rag and the Deer Tag and patreon.com/Do Rag and the Deer Tag. Wednesday, May 1st, we're going to be doing a Do Rag and Friends at Williamsburg Brooklyn Comedy Club. Mike Cannon is going to be there. I believe Mike Feeney's coming through, too.
I'm in town now. I'm not leaving till the 3rd. I know you guys asked me to do that.
Roll through.
I'll stop by and hang out.
Sweet. And then, live Do Rag and the Deer Tag. Next in line in Philly, May 3rd. We'll be in Connecticut, May 4th. Do Rag and the Deer Tag as well. And then I'll be opening for Tim Butterly, May 18th at Soul Joel's.
Sickness.
Hey.
Arsh Fear.
I'll be on Realize Podcast this week. Check that out. I don't want any of you listeners at my live shows. You're all horrible people. Stay away from my website. And but I guess check out Lewis's episode of You Be Trippin' this week. You can leave a comment and fuck up the algorithm somehow. But again, please,
somehow
none of you
you'll
ever
get less
to a live
views
show.
If my fans comment. please give me the stand. Zach Amico.
Just Instagram. Zach is not funny for all my dates and everything I got coming up. Lou.
Lewis of Skanks.com is the website. See me live. I'll be in Denver, Colorado this weekend. I'm very excited. I think it's my first full weekend in Denver. I think when me and Aaron did it, we just did a one-nighter. So I'm really excited. Denver Improv, come out to those shows. Four shows. Then I'm in Detroit, May 16th, Detroit House of Comedy. Friday the 17th, I'm in Grand Rapids. Saturday the 18th, I'm in Glendale, Wisconsin. Then I got Vegas coming up at the end of May. I got Point Pleasant, New Jersey, Ontario, Oxnard, Fort Worth, Dallas, Pittsburgh. A lot of stuff. Go to lewisofskanks.com. See the Regs live at Cape Cod Melody Tent this summer, August 15th. All the dates are up there. I'm touring all through the end of the year. I'm really excited. Come out and see me live. I think you guys will be pleasantly surprised with how quickly the new hour is coming together. Make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP14. Get a 14-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library, a bonus episode every week. We do a Friday episode just for subscribers. And you get everything unfree, ad-censored, and get access to the Racist Live Chat, which is always great. Yeah, Racist Live Chat, just really always saying racist things.
Do you know how Oxnard got his name?
How?
It was a tough winter. When they were settling out there, surprisingly tough winter, and it was the first time they actually ate like ox's testicles, and then they named the town after that.
Oxnards.
Yeah. To survive. Who wants coffee?
I'll snag one.
You know what? Yeah, I don't need another coffee from them. They have coffee. Did you do something to these though?
I put oat milk in them.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. Ari,
swap them up. Take whichever one you want.
You would also poison yourself to poison me.
Louis, that's not true. That's 100% the way I would
do it. Ari's been giving himself a little bit of arsenic every day for the past 6 months to build up a tolerance.
That's a fucking train for
it. Today's episode is brought to you by C&B. Guys, if you're in a rush and want to get a coffee on the way to Louis's podcast, look no further than C&B.
C&B is a great place. Great.
Right. Shout out Ian, cock and balls.
Too long? Don't bother.
Get the eggs and the pork belly.
Really?
Another level.
So good. Another level. Fucking good. Love it.
You know, pork belly got his name?
Tell me, please.
The belly of a pork. Yeah. They would cut it out and live inside of it in harsh winters. Yeah. And one of their friend's name was Pork. He wasn't called Pork. It was just called Pig Belly before. Their friend's name was Pork. He was real fatty, real porker. And when he was living inside one of the particularly big ones, they renamed it Pork Belly.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. We love Mando. Incredible grooming products for the man. I'll tell you right now, they really have incredible deodorants, soaps, ball deodorants. They have everything you got. And you don't want to, the stuff you buy at the supermarket, it includes all this crap like aluminum and all these things that you don't want in your body. Mando controls odor in a new way by lowering your skin's pH. It helps keep your skin odor-free for much longer. Mando is clinically proven to control odor for up to 72 hours. So even if you miss a shower, you're going to still smell great.
They have an awesome bourbon-scented body wash that I've been using. I use their deodorant. They sent us it in the mail, and I got to tell you, Lou, huge difference.
It really is great, dude. I love it. I use them on my balls, which I never use ball deodorant, but I like using them for my balls. It's a whole body deodorant. They have everything. Belly buttons, butt cracks, stinky crevices, stomach folds. Zach for the...
They just described me.
It's Zach's bio I just read. It's aluminum-free, baking soda-free, cruelty-free, dye-free, and vegan. So if you guys are vegan like Shannon, they got you covered. All you got to do to check out their line of products and to save some cash is get their Mando starter pack, and you're going to save $5 by going to shopmando.com. That's 40% off your starter pack. $5 off your starter pack at shopmando.com. You just got to use the promo code REAL, R-E-A-L, shopmando.com. All right, where were we? This is a fun video that I watched on the internet, and I usually don't bring positive. Usually when we do this show, it's like, all right, there's a grandma who gets beheaded by a terrorist in the middle of a park somewhere, and a bunch of kids and like joyriding on top of a car, and then it flips and everyone dies. I'm like, how many people died?
Remember that time you made me watch a deer get killed?
That was one of my favorite pranks that I used to play on my friends.
What?
So there's a video of a bear eating a deer alive. This is before Nature's Metal came out. Yeah. Nature's Metal rules, right? Nature's those guys rule. They follow me on Instagram. Shout out to Nature's Metal.
Shout out.
And I feel bad because I follow a few other Nature's Metal like.
And not them?
I follow them, but there's ones that just straight up rip them out rip off. Them off. It'll be like Nature Metal. And then I'm like, oh, but they have some good videos
too. Their thing blurred. Dude,
just straight up like unapologetic people rip them off. But Nature's Metal is the original. But there was one video that was a famous video. You can probably find it, Shannon. It's a bear, like a brown bear, and he's got a deer in somebody's like front yard.
Yeah.
And he's just you hear like the crunching, and the deer is going this is it. Look.
Oh, it's like a baby bear too. And he's like, "You're not going here." Oh.
So for a while, what I would do, it's fine. Now we're all desensitized because of Nature's Metal. We all like, wow, whatever.
No, because of you.
5 years ago, 5 years ago, that was really heart wrenching to watch. Like people would get really fucked up over it. So what I would do is I would tell people, I was like, dude, wait for it. Watch how this deer fucks up this bear. And it never fucks up the bear. They watch like a 3-minute video of a baby deer being eaten alive. Mm-hmm. And then it just ends. And they go, what happened to the deer fucking bear? I was like, oh, it never happened. I just walk away.
You're like, oh, it must have been a different one.
It'd be like if you sent a stand-up clip and be like, wait for the punchline. Yes, <dude. laughs>
Fucking wild, dude. Yeah.
But so you got a good one, though.
So usually I like watching fucked up videos. We watch fucked up videos on this show. My algorithm has turned for the sweeter and cuter and funnier. And on Instagram, I ended up seeing this guy who, I guess he's a teacher. And he started trolling his students by creating new words. And he just tells them that, like, college kids are using, like, new phrases. So he's just getting all these dumb middle school students to use dumb words. And I thought this was great. And I made up a new word that I want to start including into everyone's vernacular. And I think once a month we should come up with a new word that we should just start fucking using.
What'd you get?
My new word is saying, yo, that's Tony. What do you think it means?
Tony?
That's
cool.
Tony.
Good in some way?
Like, or a cool tone?
Could be tread upon?
It's...
Oh, secretly homosexual?
Hold on, where's my fucking sound effect? My sound effects are not up.
Can you pull up the clip of the Tony getting eaten by the West Hollywood bear, please?
Help, get off me. Help, help.
No little joke book for you.
No,
David Lucas, stop.
No,
you want me to eat your booty?
Obscure Rose, eat your ass. It's like, yo, you look like a gay trapeze artist or something like that. Trapeze.
That's Tony means it's great.
Great.
And that is derived from Tony the Tiger, who says that's great.
That's great.
So that's Tony means. I made that one up, and I want that to fucking be in everyone's vernacular for the next month.
Let's try to spread it.
Yeah, let's
spread it. Doggy, you gave it a good 10-year run, and it didn't catch on.
Well, doggy means what it means. There's no ulterior thing here, right? This is like a new phrase that we're going to fucking have the fans use.
That's Tony?
That's Tony. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about, like...
Tony.
That's so Tony. Like, that's so Raven.
How'd you come up with that?
How did I come up with that? I was talking to Shannon today, and I called something Tony, and she was like, what the fuck does that mean? And I was like, oh, here, this is what it means.
That's how you came up with it.
Shannon, pull the video of the guy. This guy is pretty great. I want to give this guy credit for coming up with this idea.
Z-sounding slang words and then gaslighting my students into thinking they're real, part two. These are three new ones I'm about to start implementing. The first one, parked. A parked car is not moving. It's boring. It's done. It's over, right? So you'd say... Oh my gosh, it's not even lunch yet. This day is absolutely parked. Or maybe someone's like, hey, how's that new movie you saw? You're like, parked. Not worth seeing. Number two, pebbles. This basically means easy.
Actually, fuck this guy. Dox him and kill his family.
Yeah.
Everyone, I don't know how high I was.
Oh my God.
I fucking hate this guy.
He's such a dork.
What a faggot.
God, loser.
What a fag, dude.
God, I hate him. His students are right. They should overthrow him.
Oh my God, dude.
They should use violence to overthrow him.
Fucking beat his fucking ass.
I can't wait for a black team with no impulse control for him to be like, hey, I took your phone. It's parked for a minute. He's like, motherfucker.
Yo, your ass is parked, motherfucker, corny ass cracker bitch.
My dick is parked in your ass.
I'm about to get parked in the hospital, bitch.
What the fuck is wrong with me? How high was I? I was like, this guy rules, dude. Content, yum, like, follow.
Wait, just go back to
this. This is so Tony.
Don't press play, just put it up on the screen for a second. I just want to see that. Yeah, he set up a fucking tripod for this. He's not even holding it. What a dork. He thought this was going to be a fucking amazing.
No. What's Turk?
No, shut up.
Yeah, fuck this guy, dude. I'm done with him. Actually, can I have another coffee? I realized I don't like oat milk in my coffee.
Fair. Mm.
I like oat milk. I just don't like oat milk in my coffee.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you make up another word? What's another thing?
Niger.
It's a way to run around the sensors, but
it's what we're gonna call black people. Nigers. You guys get it?
Do you like blacks or Jews? I like Niger.
That's Niger here or there.
Do you ever hear?
All right, I'm in it. It was like double dutch this episode. I was waiting to jump in.
You ever hear new slang that you weren't aware of, but it's definitely real, and then you're like, ooh, I just caught something.
I thought that what's it called? I thought that pause was new.
Pause.
Pause has been around for a while.
How about,
a
long time. Period?
What's period?
Point just, blank period.
It just means like cool. I showed them my my outfit for like Trinidad for Carnival. And this lady, I was like, here's what I'm wearing. She goes, period. So I'm like, what's Puerto Rican. Like, great, I guess. Like, it's the end of this.
I mean, know. Tony?
Or is it because you look like
a pretty
tampon.
Much Tony. Yeah.
Kind of like Tony. All right, I understand.
Yeah. What about stand on business?
What's I like mean? Stand on business. That means, like, you fucking meant that shit.
Oh.
Yeah. Stand on business.
Yeah.
Why is Paco just like a fuck? Yeah, can you shut up?
No, Tony's good. I could see that being, like, described for, like, weed. It's like Tony. That weed was Reggie, yeah, or it was good. That shit was Tony.
Yeah, that was Tony. We had Reggie.
Yeah,
that was Tony.
We had one in high school. We called things Gene when they were good because it was short for genius.
Gene,
that was fun.
You don't remember Gene. Bumping?
Huh? We called girls, hot girls in high school. We called them biscuits.
Biscuits,
and it came from like I don't even know, dude. We just called them biscuits. Man, it was like our crew. We made it up. Nobody else. It wasn't from anywhere else.
Why? Because all you could get was crumbs.
I wanted to hate it, dude. I was like, Ian. I fucking cracked up. It was great. No, dude, we call girls biscuits, and there was one kid in my crew.
Did you make them dry?
Yeah. There was one kid in my crew who was like, didn't fit in my crew. Like, we were like, our crew was like kind of like alternative to like everybody. Like, we had a couple skater kids.
Nerds. We were like kind of not accepted by all the groups.
Yeah, dude. Like, no women would fuck us, and no one wanted to hang out with us, and no sports team would choose us. No, we were kind of dorks, but not really. There was dorks, and there was like
outside. You were outsiders.
Outcasts.
Kind of the fucking outcasts.
You would have been on the stabbing team if they had one at your school.
Kind of the freaks. We weren't dangerous. I was the dangerous one.
Right. Mm. You were the enforcer for the group.
There was some goth kids in the group.
Wow.
There was some skater kids in the group. There was a couple jocks in the group. There was like a dorky kid in the group. There was like some theater kids in the group. Our crew was like
the
a
way
lot
life
of different.
Is supposed to be.
It really was. We were a melding pot. Melting pot?
Melting.
Melding.
Not melding.
No, it was a melding pot. We melded in this pot. It was different.
Yeah. Interesting. Yes. Tony.
Also, you guys got to stop doing mind melds on B&E. It's our bit. I know that we didn't make it up.
It's an improv game.
We fucking do it here.
Can I?
We fucking do it here.
Me and Zach did it years ago.
On Real Ass before.
A long time ago.
Have you mind melded? You and Rob Cruz, you don't know each other. Yeah. Mind meld right now.
You say one word.
I'll describe it. It's my fucking bit, you fucking cunt.
Del Close invented it.
Don't steal my bit.
Wait, why did you steal your bit?
He just saw.
I didn't.
We've been doing this on the show for 5 years.
It's an improv game.
I know. We play it on this show.
Close.
And we play it on this show.
I have played it on this show. I introduced it to the show.
No, you're not introduced to the show.
In my alternate reality, where I am always on top,
You brought it to the show.
Brought it to the show. I invented doggy.
You meant it all. So what you do is you think of any word.
Okay.
He thinks of any word.
Okay.
Do we have mind meld music?
Yes, we do. Right?
It's not bad music.
So nice. You think of any word. Shannon, he thinks of any word.
Yeah.
You guys say it at the exact same time. Then you go 1, 2, 3, wait a beat, and then you say another word. The idea is you're trying to get to the same word.
Sounds simple enough.
So you find the commonality in between the two words.
So, but first we look into his eyes.
Yeah.
What if we get it in the first time?
Then me and Zach did it once.
Me and Zach used to just say the N-word every time before before we lost our YouTube channel twice.
Sometimes YouTube is right.
That's what's up, nigga.
So what do you do? Look at each other's eyes? And then what do you count down? 1, 2, 3, and then
three,
we say?
3, 2, 1. You both say 3, 2, 1 at the same time.
And then we say, okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. 3, 2, 1. Lewis takes anal.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. That's crazy.
Bro, I fucking felt you. Wow. Oh my God. Oh fucking wow. Oh my God. Looking like there was something there.
That was crazy. That was
a Harrison Greenbaum level match trick.
I was going to
press it again.
Phyllis takes anal as a baby.
I had to follow that the other night.
Doggy, I don't know
fuck.
How. I don't even want to ask.
Baby.
I'm going to move on.
That was
wow.
It's like you feel something, and it's like
I'm Jew. Maybe it's that dude,
well,
linked.
Maybe
in our mutual kindness.
They gave it to us at Sinai.
Okay, so this is interesting. There's a pedophile named Glenn Sullivan Sr. 54 mm-hmm. years old. He agrees to be physically castrated after raping a 14-year-old girl and getting her.
And we have him right here. Hey, Glenn, right. How are you? Ralph, by the way. Let's sing it home.
He's a real ass dude. I think Rick Ralph would go back in time. If he was going to meet him on Cast Digital, he would go, don't do it, man. Just get out of there. Just do what you've been doing.
It changes Ralph's life. What are you talking about?
It did change his life.
Yeah, he's fucking. He gets to be relevant in the fucking world of comedy now. What would Ralph be?
Not called a pedophile.
strip club DJ. If he wasn't here, he'd be fucking... probably fucking spending all of his money on some fucking Russian hookers.
Yeah.
This is good for him. This is good for Ralph. Ralph's learning from being here. We like this.
Wait, so this guy got his dick cut off by a 14-year-old?
No.
He volunteered as part of his plea bargain to be physically castrated.
Can I say, I thought that chemical castration was... I thought they castrated...
And the hormones are giving to trans kids?
I thought that they burned your fucking balls off. I thought they like dipped you in a vat of acid and chemically
castrated.
What,
like in Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Yeah.
That turned your dick into the Joker?
Mirror. That's my balls. Mirror.
Want to know how I got these scars? I was fucking kids.
Why so serious? Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I really thought chemical castration was they take chemicals to your fucking balls.
I kind of thought that too.
And I never thought about it for a second. And now I found out from this article that chemical castration is them giving you pills to make you not horny. Ah. It's like the opposite of Blue Chew. We can get them on a sponsor probably.
Wow.
I maybe need to be chemically castrated.
Is it a pill or is it an injection?
It's a pill.
Yeah.
Find out what chemical castration is.
The same pill, the same chemical in chemical castration is in puberty blockers.
It's a medroxyprogesterone acetate, which reduces sexual urges and suppresses testosterone production.
I love how we all try to act like Rogan.
So when they say they're chemically castrating kids, they said that, and I was like, calm down, libertarians. Yeah. We got it. They're not burning kids' balls off. They were 100% right.
Yeah.
I thought that kids were going in sometimes in certain, like, I felt like Portland,
like a laser
Seattle.
Awesome powers.
There's like a fucking vat of acid in the parking
like
lot.
A black, like the end of a black lady's weave, and they're just trying to burn it down until it's even.
Oh, it's like a dunk tank, but just their balls together. Yes,
Doug, perfect. You go to San Francisco, you could just dunk your balls in a tank and be chemically castrated. Any kid,
like
no
Gold
ID.
Member.
Yeah, nothing.
Horrible schmelting accident.
But this is like, these are pills. But do the pills over time completely like make it so it's irreversible? Or is it just...
Well, if you take puberty blockers and everything prior to hitting puberty,
you won't go through puberty.
What people want, they say it's easier to transition later because it keeps you looking feminine. But it also makes it so your balls and dick don't grow. So then when you have the bottom surgery, they don't have enough to actually make a hole. So they have to use anal tissue, like colon tissue.
Get to use.
And it is completely disastrous.
Why?
Because you have a festering...
You know what they should use?
Huh?
Pork belly.
Pork belly.
From CMB.
Do you know where they got pork belly from?
CMB.
Where? Ari?
Yeah. So early in the Middle Ages, before they had cow belly, right? And then these trader, sort of an illegal trader, would come in and put and use the pig.
Call trans people,
you know,
traitors.
They fucking pork cheeks. Do you know they're actually cheeks?
Yeah.
They're not butt.
Oh, I thought they were butt cheeks.
I thought they were butt cheeks too, but no, it's the actual.
Ew, I've been eating cheeks.
The jowls.
Ew, I love the butt.
Face of a pig, dude. Think about how disappointed your parents would be. Not only are you eating a pig, you're eating its face.
Oh, I don't know. We're the bears. No offense, Ian.
Damn.
So this guy, he agrees to be physically castrated.
Let's do it on real ass.
So physically is different than chemically, right? Yes. So he wants his nuts chopped.
He wants to be like a French revolutionary that got caught and just having in a guillotine.
That's
fucking.
He can still finger blast these kids though.
Also,
way to find a loophole. You can still finger blast.
That's what I call it.
Yeah, my finger still gets hard.
When you get physically castrated, are they cutting your dick and balls off? Just your balls.
Testicles. I think they just tuck.
They're gonna make them.
If I had no balls, I would fucking still. Now I'm like, all right, sweet, no cum. Let's go.
It's called an acheotomy.
You can get
trans people get that. They cut their balls off.
Really?
You just cut their balls off for what?
You can get deeper in. Nothing's slowing you down. Nothing's blocking you.
Facts.
An archaeotomy. First, you cut the balls off the pedophile. Then you throw them on the grill.
So is it
archaeotomy? Orchaeotomy?
What is on them? Why do trans people get their balls cut? Have you ever been with a trans woman who's had her balls cut off?
Multiple, yeah.
That's in just the balls, and they have a cock.
Mm-hmm.
That's bonkers. Wild, right? You didn't take that out, and you're like, okay, we've gone too far. Yeah. Like, I was willing to be with a trans person, chick with a dick, chick with no dick, but just no balls? That's just not such a niche thing where you're like,
Sorry, what were we going to say?
I was going to say, I've been down there and go, do you got an archaeotomy? They go, yeah. And I go, congrats. Slurp. It's like a big deal.
Oh, interesting. Do they ever do extra balls?
Ooh. I would do that.
Yeah.
But you can get them for your dog,
three,
by the
four,
way.
Four, five
Once
balls?
You get your dog's balls cut off, you can buy like metal or like
prosthetic.
There's prosthetic ones. So the dogs, it's really for, they like, it's a guy like me that's like, my dog's not going to have no balls.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a dog birthday party. It's like, you think they give a fuck about that? Yeah. It's all people stuff.
Call up somebody. Call up man with three balls or four balls. Call up five balls. Call up man with five balls. See what
call
comes
man
up there.
With five balls. I don't know if that exists. Sorry. I don't think you'd have that many balls.
I don't, but I'm hoping.
There's also balls you can buy. There's like little rubber ones you can buy for the back of your truck.
Truck, yeah.
Hang
truck
nuts. Back to your car. Yeah, truck nuts.
They also, they have those balls that if you have cancer and you lose one of your balls, they have just like a prosthetic ball that they put in there just to make you feel like.
Duncan used to have it. It was felt like an empty,
yeah.
Shopping bag.
But you felt it?
Yeah, because it looks like, like you're holding a bag and you took stuff out, but it still holds the form. And then you go like, I was like, can't feel it. And you go like this and it just goes.
But there was nothing in it.
Nothing in it.
So he had one of his balls removed or both?
One.
One.
Yeah, he's got a lot of kids too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's good.
You only need one.
Yeah.
Nothing? No.
So there are fewer than 10 reported cases ever of somebody having four or more testicles.
How many pictures of it? How about three?
Did they?
I'll settle for three if I can get a picture.
Would they make a lot of cum?
I think they're not going to work, dude. I feel like you got if you got four balls,
too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay, the picture is of a baby though.
Oh, Shannon, we can't see. We can see baby. Okay. Can we look at child porn, but we can't show it to the audience?
No.
It's only porn if we jerk off.
It's not the one on your computer, Ian. It's just new ones.
It's educational purposes.
It is educational purposes, but I feel like that there's a very gray area. If I was a pedophile and I did have child porn, I would say it's for educational purposes.
I'm trying
purposes.
To educate myself. I just want to get smarter.
Yeah, you know how you can smoke on stage? You're like, it's entertainment. I'm allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you do a child porn? We're just jerking off on stage. Jerk off to that? Like you have to come up on stage. Yeah, you can jerk off.
Chappelle's on stage. I can look at child porn. You can't.
baby.
Let's see. All right. Can I say to the FBI right now? Let me say this. Let me make it very clear. Nobody thinks four balls on a baby's hot. So we can look at this.
No.
It's three balls.
Three balls.
Never mind. Leave it alone. I don't want to come.
Yeah. No.
That's the rule for Poison Ivy, too. Three balls would be.
Shannon, I wasn't saying somebody born with it. Yeah. Shannon, I was saying someone getting put in.
Oh.
Not a disorder.
So you don't want to just see the baby with three balls now?
No. That baby got three balls, two strikes, bases loaded.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, how many balls do you have?
This many.
Can we see this baby's three balls?
Yeah, let's see the baby's three balls.
This is crazy.
Oh, dude.
Nice.
Oh, they are three balls. Four hands. That's my favorite type of rub and tug.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got a bigger dick than fucking Oakerson.
He really does.
Drawing the X's on it, that was somebody's job.
Well, it's already got
so
the O's.
They can hit it with like a...
Yeah, it's a tic-tac-toe.
Oh, they're playing tic-tac-toe on that baby's balls. That's a crime, dude. You can't.
How can you pass up the opportunity to not, though?
They're fucking playing hangman on his ass. He's fucking using his baby. That's nuts, dude. Three balls.
It is nuts.
My mouth.
So this guy, they're cutting his balls off, Shannon, but you said they're not going to do it until, I guess the way it works is he has to get it done a week before he gets out of jail, at the latest, a week before he gets out of jail.
So it can happen sooner, but it might not. And so they sentenced him to 50 years. He's 54. So at 100 years old, if he lives to that, is when they'll count.
So he took the under.
Yeah.
Wait, it only lasts 50 years? Is that what he said?
No. They're not going to do the castration until he's done with his sentence.
Question, did they agree to the...
100 years old.
I think there's some nuance here. I think that more than likely he agreed to be castrated as part of like a plea so he didn't get as much time, maybe?
Yes, that's what happened.
Oh, so he can get out when he's 100.
Yeah. But is it the 50 years being sentenced, he can maybe get out in 20 years?
He could be out at 80.
Mm. Or maybe even sooner. Like,
also,
so, dude,
you can even get out. Well, Viagra, you could really fuck kids these days. Even at an older age.
Huh?
Viagra. It's really a great drug.
Shout out Blue Chew.
Yeah, they used to be done with pedophilia, but now it's really allowed them to really keep going.
Yeah, for you get aged out of it eventually.
Because it's not about the attraction.
Imagine you're a pedophile, you're like, dude, I'm going to fucking eventually get these urges. You make it all the way until like fucking 60. You're like, dude, you know what? Like, I have no more libido.
Then I'm retiring, hang up my candy wrappers in the rafters. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Everybody, when you want to fuck children and you're too old, look no further than BlueChew.com. It'll help you fuck boys.
Well, what's worse, that or having to apologize to the kid? Be like, this never happens.
Yeah.
It's not you, it's me. Bad, dude.
Yeah.
The kid's like,
it's not you, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I don't want to bring this up because I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Never mind.
No, go ahead. Now you got to say
never mind. Okay, let's take a moment and thank FactorMeals.com for supporting today's show. We love Factor Meals. They are America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious meals ready in just minutes that are delivered right to your door. Whether you're vegan like Shannon, whether you want to do a keto diet like I do very often, they have so many different options. They're going to have you covered this summer.
Yep, they're fresh, never frozen, designed by a chef. They have great options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon. And it's not just dinners. They have breakfast, lunch, snacks, anything you're looking for. And like Lewis said, whatever your dietary restrictions are, they have got you covered at our friends Factor Meals.
All you got to do right now is go to FactorMeals.com, use the promo code RAP50 to save 50% off your order today. FactorMeals.com/RAP50 and code RAP50 for 50% off. All right, where were we?
Come on, don't be a Tony.
Did you pick the kid?
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
We're just going to assume, Lewis.
Fine, tell me afterwards about the kid.
You couldn't get hard with the child?
You only get hard around children?
Yeah, which one is it?
All right, let's talk about this.
When you drive carpool, you drive stick. You get what I'm saying?
Brother, I feel what you're saying.
Brother. What are you going to tell me, Lewis?
I'll tell you later. I will tell you later. Because it is a good topic to talk about. We'll talk about it on a future show.
How fair.
Yeah. Wait, there's a Lion King prequel coming out? That's pretty awesome.
It's just nature's metal.
Oh, I bet it's.
It's called Mufasa.
Mufasa. Who's Mustafa?
New Jack's tag team partner.
New Jack and Mustafa,
the gangsters.
The gangsters.
So is this going to be about Scar and Mustafa?
You know, I'm assuming? Brutus the Barber Beefcake is still signing shit in Halifax. He's still doing like signings all the time. Great.
Oh, I'm thinking of Scar. Mufasa's the dad.
Scar's the uncle. Mufasa's the dad, and how he came into power.
Yeah.
It's a horror movie.
There's a theory that
Killed the Mufasa of his time.
Well, there was a theory that Scar was eating Mufasa in the one scene because he's like got a
sucking him off.
He's got a fucking skull and he's like talking with it, and it's kind of assumed that it is Mufasa's skull.
Well, and then the bird is in Mufasa's ribcage.
Yeah, but then I watched an entire breakdown about how it's not. Turns out it's a baboon skull.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah,
you could tell by the three indentations.
Baboons have an inclination to subservience.
So what is this? Let's see the trailer. I want to see this for a second. Let's see.
It's a teaser. There's not like any.
No, you're gonna light the studio on fire.
Watch this.
I know the trick. We know. We got it. We can do it. I can deduce.
Shannon, full. You can't do
it. Didn't work.
Yeah, I can do it.
No, stop trying to light the studio on fire.
All right, we'll do it afterwards.
Go ahead.
Shannon, pull up the trailer. I want to see this. Is it live action?
Oh. It's like CGI.
It's special effects.
Whatever happened to 90s animation? This
story. It's a cartoon. Far beyond the mountains and the
shadows. Ooh, they have a tree in it. People listening, there's a tree. Side of the light.
Hamawada, doompa doompa wada. Oh, that's pretty good. The live action one was a little bit too fucking. Without a drop of nobility in his blood. Yeah, this is.
Look how cute he is.
Oh, he is cute. A lion who would change our
lives forever. He had no nobility.
They're stupid lions.
Dude,
but if he had no nobility, then.
Real.
Do you think little lions would jump across?
I want Timon and Pumbaa origin story.
Yeah, that would go hard.
I thought that's Bye Guys. All right, we got it. This stinks.
Yeah, this is what we're
watching. Wait, wait, wait. Do they talk?
Yeah, they talk.
Yeah.
You didn't see them talk just
now?
Not
in the teaser.
Yeah, it's just a teaser.
That sucks. Why'd you even bring that up?
I don't know. I thought I was going to be excited about it, dude.
Yeah, show the teacher with the slang.
Whose bit is it about what Scar's name? Because his name is Scar because he has Scar, but somebody had a bit that he had to have a name before that. And in the like legend or whatever Lion King is based on, his name is like Garbage. And then it's Scar. And somebody had a bit about it.
It's like Latrine in Robin Hood Men in Tights. Yeah. Like, that's an interesting name. She's like, they changed it when we came over. They're like, what was it before? Shithouse.
I do have the answer. His name was Taka, which means waste or want in Swahili.
Wow.
What? What'd you say? Wow.
Have you been to Africa, Ari? I know you travel everywhere.
Northern, just Egypt.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah,
but you wouldn't do like a fucking safari?
I would for sure.
Safari with Ari.
Ooh, new web series.
Safari Shafir?
I love this, dude.
Mm. I like it.
You just go on a safari and you put yourself in dangerous dangerous positions. I would do that with my son. That would be fucking sick, dude.
Mm. We should take a comedy trip somewhere.
To
8-10 guys. Just let's throw a dart at a map and go.
Dude.
I'm down. I probably wouldn't be invited because then you fucking do a skiing trip every year that you don't invite me to.
Because you can't ski. Okay.
I can ski better than you. You fucking fat.
He fucking hits it, bro.
Back me up. How good I am at skiing.
He goes for it. He's terrible and he goes hard.
He's terrible and he goes hard.
He goes like, I'll try one leg. I'm like, you just learned yesterday. Yeah. And he's with a cigarette and no helmet, just like one leg in it.
I love it.
What are you doing?
I love it. Dude, and I went down moguls. I didn't know you were supposed to dodge the moguls. I thought you were supposed to hit them and land on another
It's leg. Ian just going like this, like, oh, my gosh, it feels so good.
By the way, that Ian does that a lot.
Yeah. I'm doing it right now.
Where would you want to go with a comedy crew?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's somewhere in Africa, somewhere Central Africa.
It's a
Where's a landlocked city in Africa, a country in Africa?
But the problem with something like Africa is like,
yeah, we're gonna take him.
Yeah,
I don't know. We'll be taken. You think we'd be taken? No, I think the issue is like
malaria,
logistics. Yeah, dude, having to get the shots and the you have to go to the
South
doctor
America.
Before you
yeah.
go.
South America. We can go to like
yeah, you go to Costa Rica or somewhere cool like that. We take surfing lessons, just get stoned on the beach all week.
Somebody had us an in to go to Jamaica, that'd be cool.
Something more interesting than fucking getting stoned and taking surfing lessons, Ari. What is more interesting? I get that you want to go fucking like pray to a goat or something in the woods.
Yeah, bro. Go to the jungle in Costa Rica. I don't know. This sounds it's just that's
what
shit
about
you can do here.
Like the Swiss Alps or something.
Yeah, that could be cool.
It's a lot. You're not going to get comics to do something
to go
like
that far. We need a 6-hour flight.
Comics to do fucking
six-hour flight and no. Yeah, we're not going to get it done. But it's fun to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Skiing's perfect because. The gig before it is great.
Pay for it gig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds really fun.
It is.
Sounds awesome, guys. Appreciate it. Really, really cool. Keep on telling me about it every year, guys. I really appreciate it.
We didn't
guys.
Do it last year.
Didn't make me feel bad at
I
all.
I know, but man, this year it's really going to make up for it.
We got to do it this year. Talk to someone in Beaver Creek. They said no Puerto Ricans, but.
Oh, I can't wait.
I was like,
pull up this video of this audience member getting beat down. There was there's a rap show and.
Realized podcast show?
Female, yeah. Yes. Some female performer
is
singing, and then this guy fucking, you see his hand come up and just smack her ass. And this guy gets his fucking ass beat.
Yeah, the performer's name is Stunna Girl.
Stunna Girl.
Oh, I know her stuff.
Let's see.
Oh.
Damn. Nice.
Ooh, there you go. And she's like, all right, motherfucker.
I'm going to show it again.
Yeah. He smacks it again.
Oh.
She's got a big fat ass. It's too much. That's a fake ass.
Yeah,
that's not that's a
now figure. Wait. What?
It could be real because the
look
leg
at him
ratios.
Enjoying his life.
No, you see,
thinking dude, everything's fine.
Yeah, then this other guy comes up behind him and just fucking chokes him the fuck out.
Damn. These are good guys. Couple of black knights.
Yeah,
not bad.
Oh,
punched him right in the dick.
Yeah. But I will say
he's trying to fight back.
This guy fights back.
Yeah, he was getting right in that guy's face. He wasn't like, all right.
He keeps fighting back. I got respect for this guy because he doesn't fucking just go down.
Oh, right in his back.
Right
in
the kidney. He's out on that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
She's in on it.
Yo, she starts kicking
him
in the face.
Oh, hit him with the microphone.
Hit him with the microphone. Look, she kicks him right in the face. Doggy.
You know what's... Can I say...
This bitch is stomping on more heels.
Oh, my God. And she's still rapping.
Yeah, dude.
I think I'm a fan.
Oh, she's like, hold his shirt.
Look, this motherfucker starts throwing chairs, which is such a...
Dude, there was a concert where another rapper, a guy, was on stage. A girl grabbed his crotch, and all he did was walk away and end the concert.
Oh, still fighting.
Oh, he entered the concert, though?
Yeah.
What a queer.
I mean...
Great commercial for Antisocial Social Club.
Yeah. So, yeah, this guy... I mean, that's really the end of it. It's fine.
Damn, he took it.
Yeah, he took a beating. But he threw a chair, which is the fucking ultimate move.
That's the Allen Iverson.
Yeah. That's fucking
to waffle
a chair is so.
I saw it at Caroline's once. Me and Rogan performed at Caroline's.
And so we threw a chair.
The fucking fight broke out. Black the next people show. At
black people throw chairs. Nobody else throwing a chair. Nobody else sees a chair.
Dave Temple. Nobody, nose broken. LOL. Chair thrown.
Chair thrown at LOL chair Comic thrown. Club in San Antonio or this one.
New York.
This one. David Lucas went to this LOL?
David Temple.
Oh, I think it said David Lucas.
No. David Temple threw a chair?
No, someone threw a chair at him, broke his nose. Chris Cotton, rest in peace.
David Both Lucas sat in a chair and broke the chair.
He's so fat.
he's, we're getting these stories a little confused right now.
My bad, yeah.
Yeah, dude, throwing a fucking chair is like so reckless because there's no aiming with a chair. When you throw a chair, you're saying... I'm just throwing fucking
into a crowd.
Sharp legs.
It's gonna hit multiple people
everywhere, dude. In such a chaotic way, dude. Yeah. It's chaos in an action.
Yeah.
Who knows what's gonna happen once that chair starts?
That's how I feel about a headbutt. That's,
no, a headbutt's a good old like a little fuck. That's the way British people start fights.
Yeah, but I'm so worried about cutting my forehead.
Yeah, you don't want to get messed
on
up the
tooth,
fucking moneymaker.
You know?
No, you fucking right in their nose. You'd fucking grab their bang right in their fucking nose. That's the way to go. I've never done it, but I want to.
It looks so cool.
Badly.
It looks so cool.
Yeah. Oh my god, headbutt, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Bang.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's fucking huge, dude.
That happened. I was in Philly. I ended up getting jumped later, but we were at a warehouse for New Year's Eve for like this huge, stupid fucking New Year's Eve party.
It was a house, but then the full moon came out. My fucking soundboard's out again.
Oh, it's the soundboard?
I liked it. That's a good joke.
Anyway, I saw a friend I hadn't seen in a while, and he goes, want to get in a fight at midnight? And I go, yeah, why the fuck not? And he goes, well,
wait,
let's just get one now
somebody else.
With someone else. And so he grabbed this guy and fucking headbutted him, and I was like, well, here we go.
Literally a random person?
Guy next to him. I don't know if they had a problem before or not, but whatever. So he was a friend of mine, so I swung on the guy when he came back at him, and then it got like broken up. I got hit in the head, and then later at the end of the night, one of them jumped me afterwards. He came up to me. He's like, want a cigarette? Can I get a cigarette? I was like, yeah, man. When I reach in my pocket, he just fucking knocked me out.
Oh,
and I fell back and then came back and go, why'd you do that?
Maybe he hit me again.
It was one guy, though?
It was one of the guy's friends.
So
you didn't get jumped. You just got
beat up after you jumped a guy. That's the story. Ian jumped a guy.
Well, it started with a headbutt. I didn't jump a guy. My friend swung on a guy.
Yeah,
and
then
I had
you
his
jumped
back.
In and started beating. That's jumping.
Well, I
a
had
guy.
To have my friend when the guy attacked my friend.
Ian,
if you swung,
your
on
friend
someone,
attacked a guy.
I know.
Then you also.
Then the guy was like, "Don't do that," and you're like, "Let's change it from an attack to a jump." You made it a jump. You jumping in made it the jump.
You jumped a guy.
You helped jump a guy, and then the other guy was like,
"Let
me
put on my glasses to see things." See, hindsight is 20/20.
Oh, my hindsight glasses? You're right.
You know what? You're right. It was not a jump. It was an attack. Well deserved. That guy got one in on me. Buddy, great job.
Ah, shit. Yeah, I've never jumped a guy in my entire life. I've never...
I didn't jump a guy. My buddy headbutted a guy, and when the guy hit him back, I defended my friend.
Were you guys both hitting at once?
No, I was shocked that my friend would do that, but I have my friend's back. So when the guy went back at my friend, I hit the other guy.
We heard it. We can keep on describing it the same exact way.
You guys
said nothing different.
You know what it is?
He's clarified that he jumped him three times.
You know what I do? That was the equivalent of when you go in your fridge and there's no food, and then an hour later you get up and go, maybe.
Thank you for putting it in terms I can understand.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Capsulite for supporting today's show. Capsulite is an incredible
product that is going to prevent that awful feeling the day after drinking. You take it before and after your night out drinking, and it is going to prevent you feeling like crap that next day. I'll tell you right now, nobody wants to go and party and then have to wake up the next day with headaches and dehydration and all that other stuff. Capsulite has you covered.
Yep, it's the most potent product on the market. It's doctor formulated. It supports your liver and eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol that's the cause of symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration. It's a little portable packet you can take right to the bar or club with you. So if you're, say, going to a big comedy festival this fall and you don't want to feel like crap the next day, I'd bring some Capsulite.
Right now, just go to Capsulite.com, C-A-P-S-U-L-Y-T-E. Use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you're going to save 30% off your order. Once again, that's Capsulite.com. Use that promo code GAS for 30% off. All right, where were we?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've it's also like, I guess I've gotten into fights with people with my friends.
Right.
But it's always been like a two-on-three or, yeah, like it's always been like usually we're outnumbered. Like me and Dave Smith got into a fight.
Like if that guy had started with your friend
And hit him, and then
you jumped in. That's different.
This guy's friends all jumped in. And then it was my friend.
Look, I grow up. He's literally changing the story completely right now. I don't know what
just. The guy had a gun. And I mean.
He's just making up other factors now.
The guy that my friend headbutted touched a girl's pussy.
He raped a child.
He raped a chick.
I like how that lady thought. She was like, it's funny. And then she thought about it. She goes, nah, let's fucking choose violence.
It took like a minute.
Yeah, she was like, that's funny.
Or she was telling somebody, hey, go kill this guy.
Maybe, yeah. She's like, she actually stayed a good performer.
Yeah, if somebody hit my friend, it would depend on who the friend is. It would depend on like, but I'm saying just like, if somebody hit Big J, one dude was like, I'm going to square up with you, right? I would go, Big J can handle himself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that. It's a little bit like I'm also kind of being
show
a hypocrite.
The video of Lewis that not
the guy, the guy pulled Jay off stage, but it was also different. God. When the guy pulled Jay off a stage, like, it was a fucking crazy thing. Like, Jay, when that happened,
cheap shot.
Jay could have really been hurt. I didn't know that Jay wasn't hurt yet. You know what I'm saying? So I just jumped off stage and started
You jumped towards him to try to stop it. You were like, and then you tried to swing.
Did anyone edit that with the Stone Cold theme song when you ran out?
No,
because that would be the best.
So you're right. I guess I do see red. If somebody's fucking with my friend, I think about Ari and what's his name? Who was actually
Cheap
pretty
shot.
It was pretty great in fucking
Hindsight.
The new TV show. What's it? Fallout?
What's Fallout?
Fallout was great.
I'm like four episodes in. That
fantastic.
That bitch is toit. Toit. Ella Purnell. She's British too. Have you seen her in an interview?
No.
She's like, suck on my pussy, mate.
Really?
She's saying that in interviews?
Just an interview.
Whoa. Hey, bro, lick my asshole.
Hey, would you put your Puerto Rican rattle cock in my ass, mate? Come on, mate. Do it. I want some Puerto Rican rattle cock. Like, yeah, we'll put it in your fucking ass. Fucking hot, dude. But what's his name? The guy you got into a thing with. You talked about it. It's news. It's not news. Ooh.
He's talking about Michael Rapaport.
Rapaport. He was in
you and
Fallout.
Him got in a fight?
You didn't hear about this?
No, what happened?
Oh, he was so mad.
Justice.
Shit, shout out him. He's in Fallout.
I point out Fallout. Yeah,
and he fucking dies.
Dude, he dies in the first episode. He's pretty good. He's pretty good in the role.
He's great. He's an actor, not a fucking online annoyance.
Wait, you and him got in a fight?
No, he just got mad.
Yeah,
did he hit you?
Yeah, he like slapped me. I was like, what are you doing?
Really?
But had I seen that, I will tell you right now, I would have beaten Michael Rapaport to death.
You'd be a hero.
I would have just literally seen red. I just, especially if you weren't being aggressive back.
Yeah.
Like I would have, like literally, I would have just. You would have just seen me on the security cameras at the stand.
He brought
coming
Paul Italia. He brought Paul Italia. He came over. He looked at me. Then he brought Paul Italia to stand in between us. And then he then he just slapped me. And I was like, "What? You brought the owner to break it up before it started?
Wait, why did he slap you?
Because
I pointed out
online.
That he was like abusing women.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like a bunch of like. Harassment charges.
And that's why I like him.
Yeah.
It's the reason I like him.
Is that why he has that big herpes on his face every now and then?
Is that a real picture or is that Photoshop?
No, it's real.
No, I've seen it.
Pull up the herpes. Pull up the Rapaport herpes, Shannon.
The rapper herpes?
Rapper herpes.
The rapper?
He does not like when
I don't know how I don't have herpes. That's crazy to me.
It is crazy. You might be immune.
Maybe. Are people immune?
Yeah.
No, that's fake.
No, that's real.
That's a rapper.
Why would you go out with that? What'd you say?
Michael Rapasaur.
It's not the only one. There's lots of them.
Oh, yeah, that's it faded afterwards, dude.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you put, makeup over that?
No, that can't be real, dude. There's no way.
Yeah, these are, like, press photos.
Yeah.
He's a pussy because he names and shames people and goes and like gets people to attack people.
Yeah, he like doxes people silently behind.
I fucking hate that. No matter what side you're on, it's so shitty.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about him. He seems kind of like a herb.
Yeah, you want to jump him?
Let's jump
Michael. He's a herb. Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's fucking herb's a good one.
He's
a herb.
What's a herb?
I don't know. It's
a rap. My generation, it's like a fucking. We talked about herb recently.
Like a loser, a nerd, a fucking douche.
Okay.
Somebody who lacks complete self-awareness.
A zilch. Dipshit. A herb adult.
Is opposite of Tony.
Just like a dork loser.
But it's like more than that. It's schmuck. Like a herb. They're not self-aware.
Boring.
They have something about them where they think they're cool, but they're just fucking herbs. Like you're a fucking herb, dog. You beat it.
A
like,
low grade like imbecile.
They have to think they're
for
cool.
Like 4 straight years.
Okay. They're a fucking. But it's not a tough guy necessarily.
A wannabe.
Yeah. Is that what it says in Urban Dictionary?
No, I'm just thinking about it because that was a word for me too.
Urban Dictionary, not bad.
Poser?
Yeah. Ari, get another thing with Rappaport.
When I'm there, dude.
And fucking me and Lewis will swing on him.
I swear to God, we would. If you wanted to plan a jumping of Michael Rappaport,
right now. Dude.
I don't. He's just dude,
let's do a jumping and then go to a different part of the world. <That's so funny.
laughs> Dude, let's jump Michael Rappaport and then go to Swahili.
Yes!
That's the language.
The best is afterwards.
Let's jump Michael Rappaport and then go to Chinese.
The best is afterwards.
China.
Soda comes in and he goes, why is Michael Rappaport doing a scene outside into his phone?
Really?
Just like talking to his only friends.
Was he?
Yeah. He's just a toolbox.
He stinks.
Mm-hmm.
The stand needs to... It doesn't matter if they're famous. They need to go, no.
Yeah, like you're not.
Some people, like, you shouldn't book Michael Rappaport. You shouldn't book. Yeah. Maybe he's great. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but there's no way.
He's just not a comedian.
What's his name?
Why do you have non-comedians?
Jeremy Piven. There's no way Jeremy Piven is not the worst person ever in a green room at a comedy club.
It's also like, why are we having non-comedians do comedy?
Yeah,
because they need
high-level
people to come in and spend money at their club.
No one's coming for that.
And by the way, I'm not one of these people I'm not one of these people that says you can't start doing stand-up comedy if you did something else first.
Go to open mics. Don't go right to one of the highest-level clubs in the world.
It's like when John Mayer started doing spots at the Comedy Cellar, and you're like, guys, well, are you the best comedy club in the world, or are you just willing to put on a fucking famous person?
Yeah.
That move sucked. It sucked.
It's not like one time the magician guy, like, let me do magic for the crowd. It's like, okay, that's cool. Yeah. Or if, like, I don't know, SZA was like, can I sing a song up there? Like, once.
Yeah.
You can do
that. If John Mayer said, hey, I wanted to play some guitar, tell some jokes and play guitar for the
crowd,
like, you'd be like, all right, let it happen. That's kind of fun and unique. Yeah. It's a cool experience.
I'd be like, right after me.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
You know who's been not nice to me ever since it happened? Remember that night I lit Aziz?
You lit him?
Yeah, remember? We were all sitting there and we were fucking pissed that he was like running the light because we all had to go home.
And you cell phone flashed him? Yeah. That's crazy. Wow. And I'll say, that's crazy for you to do.
He was being disrespectful.
In your defense, your phone was fucked up and you were looking for tech support.
I do hate any sort of bumping.
Yes.
I agree.
However, there is just the precedent has been set in comedy clubs in New York that really famous people can just kind of run the light.
I know.
I don't believe...
But my thing is, don't run the light or call in yesterday and say, hey, I'm going to come in. Can I do the whole show tomorrow? Can you call these comics and say, stay home?
Dude, when I used to host the Comedy Cellar.
Because I'm doing it 5 shows a night.
When I used to host the Comedy Cellar, Dave Chappelle would come in and do 4 or 5 hours at a time. And I fucked up. I remember, like, I would stay, right? Yeah. And then other comics, like Keith Robinson or somebody, was like, you don't have to stay.
Go
like,
home.
Just go. Like,
you have to go home, like, pay your check.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And then I was like, I went up to SD one time, and I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, Chappelle came in. I was like, yeah, they told me I don't have to stick around anymore. She's like, what? You have to stay till the end of the show. And I fucked up because I brought it up to her. So then I was given explicit directions from the booker that I have to stay. Oh, it sucked, dude.
Lewis.
It sucked. It was such an amateur hour fucking move, dude. But Chappelle would come in and do, like, 5 hours. And I think, like, people, this is sort of what happened with that guy who just spoke out about Chappelle, right? That whole, like, who was it? Corey Holcomb, right? I think that's what he was kind of saying. Like, Chappelle wasn't, like, killing for 5 hours. Right. Chappelle was hammered. He would smoke cigarettes and he would have flashes of brilliance. Yeah. Like, there'd be, like, 20 minutes of brilliance in that 5 hours. And the rest of him was sort of, like, grandstanding and saying, like, well, fuck it, I'm Dave Chappelle. However, He paid all the dues already.
Oh, absolutely.
But
the thing is,
as a young comic, I'm not flashing my light.
If you're coming in all the time and bumping, not just like, hey, it's fucking Bob Newhart going, you know what? Let me go up again for the first time in 20 years. And they're like, sure, go on.
Dude, Bob Newhart's drunk.
But if you come in all the time, your legacy is as soon as every comic sees you, their shoulders slump. Like, fuck.
And Aziz was doing that nonstop. He was
shoving it down people's throats.
On the 9:30 show, in the middle of the show. He went on for an hour.
It's a workout room.
And then he did that to the 11:30 show and made all the comics, and they weren't sending us home. And so it was like.
And when Chappelle did his anniversary stuff or birthday stuff at Madison Square, so all these comics were coming in, so it was just bump city. And so it was like, I should have just left town.
Yeah.
I could have gotten more work in Austin.
What a cool story, though, is when Chappelle was at the height of his fame and doing like, 4 hours.
Is it right now?
Whatever. he was on stage.
It's now 14 year.
He was on stage. He was on stage at the Cellar.
It keeps on going.
And he goes, "Who am I bumping? By the way, who's next?" And they go, "Attell." And he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get off stage. The greatest living comics on stage right
now."
That's
awesome.
And he got off.
Can I tell a story about that?
Yeah.
So one time, me and Attell were, and they used to put me or Jay after Attell. Mm-hmm. Attell second to last, me or Jay, we just swap off that spot. And was like, and Attell was like, you want to switch? He's like, no, I need the work. This will be good to follow you. Unless he was doing like bumping mics for like an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'll go before that. So he goes, hey, do you want to go after me? I'm like, no, I'll go after you. And then Chappelle comes in and he goes, hey, Attell, you going on? And he goes, yeah. He goes, okay, I'll go right after you. And then Dave Attell was like, do you want to switch now? I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, for yeah, sure. So then Chappelle goes upstairs. They said he looked at the sheet and goes, who's Ari Shaffir? And they're like, is this comic? And they go, he's about to get fucked. Like he said that. And then he comes down. I'm on stage. And he goes, did Attell go on yet? Like in that back hallway? They're like, no. He's like, who's this? They're like, it's Ari Shaffir. And he goes, and then I get off and he goes, well played.
Great. There's like, look, here's the thing. We all wanted, there's something cool about being able to walk into a club and them just put you up, right?
Absolutely.
I just got to the place now where there's certain clubs in New York where I can walk in and they're gonna, dude, you want to go up? Like, please go up next. There's something great about that, and you pay your dues, and obviously on a much higher level, Chappelle's the biggest comic in the world. I kind of like romanticize when I started in comedy. It was like Jerry Seinfeld would come in and do an hour. Like, that was like awesome.
It was cool.
It was really cool.
It was rare, though.
As a young comic, mm-hmm. when you're a working comic and you're a professional and you're actually doing it for like the reasons that we do it, it becomes annoying. But I never really got
it. Yeah, but when it's the third time you're doing it in a night,
it's also like, are you going to have one before the, can you just wait 10 more minutes?
Yes. Yeah, just go at the end.
And also, Aziz and any of these people can just pop into three different clubs and do 30 minutes each. So just do a shorter set and pop into another set, go to another club, run around the corner, pop into a shit club. How cool would that be if Aziz Ansari popped into fucking one of those little shit rooms in the West Village? Mm-hmm. It would blow their fucking minds. The audience would fucking, you actually help comedy that way. That's mm-hmm. the reality.
Cyclo's going up. You can interrupt him all over the city.
All right, let's see. Let's talk about this one final story. What do you want? Kanye West launch porn company or Simpsons killing off Moe's Tavern, Larry?
What about Girthmaster?
Simpsons are stopping Moe's?
No, they killed Larry the Barfly.
Why?
Did they kill him yet?
Yeah.
What happened?
They found him dead at they were doing a bit where they were watching a football game and he was just dead at the bar and they went to his funeral.
I like how Ian's like, why? Like, you're upset. You've just found out he existed. You actually don't care at all.
You're totally right.
Yeah. He's never had a line.
You're totally right. I don't know why I just got so sad.
I have no idea. I thought it was, what's his name? Homer's best friend.
Barney.
I was thinking it was Barney. I was like, they killed Barney? I was so upset. I have no idea who this fucking guy
is. He's the barfly that sits at the end of the bar. He never
speaks. Oh, not that guy. Oh, God.
There's a problem with these liberal college students.
Yeah. So it is actually funny.
Oh, what? Was he pro-Israel?
I think it's great that's almost like a troll job by The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. That's them going like, let's do this, let's put it out to the media and see if people will even talk about this. It's hilarious.
They did on 90210, they're like for 3 weeks, like someone's gonna die in 3 weeks, and then a character in 2 weeks is gonna die. Next week a character dies. I'm like, who's it gonna be? It's gonna be whatever. And then it was like
a substitute teacher.
Yeah, it was like the son of the creator because he was about to get his own show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was one Aaron death Spelling. On 90210. I remember this.
That's it.
This is so. I remember the scene. The only death I remember on 90210, because I didn't really give a shit. My sister watched the show. My mom.
Tori's little brother.
Yeah, so it was a gun. It was like a gun episode, and he was fucking around with the gun, and he I believe he shot the other guy or shot himself. That pull up the gun scene from 90210, if I'm remembering this correctly.
90210,
Melrose Place. That was all like, I can never connect with these types of characters. Party these five. Fucking rich, good-looking people in Los Angeles that are fucking like, it just made no sense to me.
I don't think I've ever seen the show.
Yes, this is it, dude.
What a bites what a set. Bullet. What a clear set. Lighter's not enough action.
Yeah, dude. God, I just need to fucking...
This is Tori Spelling's little brother in real life.
Uh-oh. What's this? A king.
A king.
Who would flip a king when they grab...
What acting.
I would.
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
Whiteout. Start
this
smelling
was
it.
Here the whole time.
Start sniffing the whiteout.
Ooh.
What? What the fuck was that?
That was the sound effect.
I don't know what's happening. I'm sorry.
Oh, they don't show it. They don't have the guts to show it.
No, I think they show it. This is just happening during that.
Oh, look at what's his name? Green.
David Alan Greer?
Yeah. David Alan Greer.
Scott, come on. They found some. Hey, David. Check this out.
Because now everybody's like, is it going to be him?
Scott.
Yeah.
Scott.
What? No! No! No!
That's a good, great edit.
That's an old meme. That's play him off keyboard, cat.
Oh, fuck me, dude. That's funny.
I love how his hands are behind his head, chilling. Oh, that show sucked.
That did suck.
That did suck.
Yeah, the
sucked,
Simpsons killed Maud Flanders. They made like a big deal of it, like, because there was Who Shot Mr. Burns was like the big summer.
That was the Dallas.
Yeah. But then they did one like, we're gonna kill a main character in the beginning of the new season, and it was when Maud Flanders got hit with the T-shirt gun.
Yeah, and fell off.
What
the
a great
stadium.
Show, dude! Simpsons. Simpsons holds up in such a massive way. I watch it with my son, dude. It's the old. I haven't watched The Simpsons a new episode in 15, 20 years. But all of the first, like, I watched the Halloween.
I'll watch Treehouse of Horror.
We watch every Halloween. We watch them, and some of the new
it's
ones
a lot
are pretty
of tropes.
Good too.
It's a lot of fun tropes. They're making fun of. It's cool.
Yeah. It's awesome, dude. There's fucking. They used to be really ballsy, and it wasn't even ballsy. It's like. I don't want to get into a PC culture conversation, but the reality is, like, they weren't even like, they were just sort of speaking how people spoke.
It's not that PC culture thing. They were making fun of the boring sitcom, family sitcom.
Yeah. And then Cosbys.
And then family sitcoms caught up and got weird, like Married Children, and even that the one where they're talking to the camera or whatever, the middle and shit like that.
Modern Family.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, now we're kind of like, we're just floating. We have nothing to comment on.
Yeah.
They just did it. They did it. They
You're
changed
right.
the sitcom.
Yeah. They could have ended the show probably at this point, but, you know. Think about how rich they are.
Oh my God.
I realize, like, now that I tour a little bit, and I'm like, I'm like lower middle class. This is nice. This feels so good. I get a check and I'm like, oh wow, dude, this is incredible. And then I'm like, I was watching Gaffigan at the Beacon, his sixth sold out show at the Beacon last night.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like counting the heads and I'm going like, these people are so fucking rich. It's disgusting.
You know what I do?
It's crazy.
Myself feel better is before, like, I'll get a check and I'll look at it and be like, wow, great job. Before I have to give money to my agents and managers and get like zero net money. And like when I used to wait tables, I used to take all my tips and lay them out in different ways on my bed to be like, look how much I don't have anything.
All right, look, we're gonna wrap it up. This has been fucking awesome. Ari, thank you for stopping by.
Are you sure before we wrap it up, you want me to tell another story that ends horribly?
No, that's okay. I want to end on you bombing. That's the way that I like to end my show.
What segments can we steal from this to use on our podcast?
I mean, that's all Ian's here for, apparently.
Just
mining. Content mining.
Content mining.
You guys are the shit. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode. I'll see you guys this weekend in fucking Denver. In December, in Denver, November to remember, in Denver. See you later. Peace.
That's all, folks.